Early on, there were two units, the Raiderettes and the Raider Girls. And one group danced before the game, then went up in the grandstands, changed into civvies. They were done. The other group were cheerleaders, like high school cheerleaders. And I said, we got to combine these two units into one and dress them like people are going to look at them because of wow. I said, the wow factor is something that we have to create.
In the 1970s, the Raiderettes then transitioned into more of a cohesive brand for the Raiders, and that's when the iconic uniform came to being that you see now.
Mr. Davis had asked Al Okaselt, if I gave you a couple of years, could you create a glamour team? He says, if you give me an unlimited budget, I can do it in 6 months. And he hired a designer in Hollywood, and John Brandt designed that Raiderette uniform.
There's nowhere on the uniform that it says Raiderettes or Raiders. People just know when they see those colors and they see the shorts and the flowing blouse and the vest.
The fans are always aware that this is a Raiderette.
And then the little necklace, again, Al Okaselt was responsible for that.
It became very special. You know, the girls would wear it a lot of times when they weren't in uniform because it made them unique.
That medallion is what completed the uniform.